electing oligarchy. Although criticised by some, this detachment may be one of the reasons that the Olympics have survived wars, boycotts, killings of competitors, drug scandals, financial crises, and its own internal problems. Things might have been even worse if the IOC had not retained its independence. The Greek sports authorities were originally indifferent to the idea. They then warmed to it and finally tried to take the whole thing over, although the Greek government was generally opposed. De Coubertin was obliged to tell the Greeks that the Games were not a restoration of the ancient Olympics, but a modern concept. Not for the first time, and certainly not for the last, there were financial difficulties. However, a munificent benefactor arrived. This was George Averrof, who gave 1,000,000 drachmas to help build the Panathinaik Stadium. There were no official teams, although 245 competitors, all men, took part in 9 sports. Most of the competitors came at their own expense. The game stretched over several months, with the opening ceremony, conducted by King George I of Greece, taking place on the 6th of April.